Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 8th of February. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on Paul's encouragement to give generously. Turn with me once again to 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 6 to 10. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. As believers, God calls us to be good stewards of the resources entrusted to us. This includes not only our money, but also our time, our talents, and even our very hearts. In this passage, Paul talks about how what we give to God, we will receive back from him. Paul believes that the amount you sow directly affects the amount you will receive. If you sow a small amount, you will only receive a small amount in return. However, if you sow a large amount, you can expect to receive a larger amount in return. This verse highlights the importance of our investment in God's kingdom. When we invest our resources in his work, whether it be through financial giving, serving others, or using our gifts and abilities for his glory, God promises to multiply our efforts beyond measure. Fortunately, God's economy is not like the world's economy. In the world, we often measure success by how much we accumulate for ourselves. But in God's economy, we find true success by investing in others and in his kingdom. When we invest in God's economy, he multiplies our efforts in ways we cannot even fathom. Paul believes that God has the ability to bless you with an abundance of everything you need, and this will enable you to consistently do good things. When we invest what God has given us in his work, he promises to provide us with even more to give in his service. His interest rates always ensure a high rate of return. It's important to note that our investment in God's economy is not a transactional relationship. We don't invest in order to receive something in return. We invest because we love and obey God. We believe that he will provide for us and bless us in ways that exceed our expectations. So, how can we practically invest in God's economy? A surrendered heart to him is where it starts. But we can invest our time by spending it in prayer, studying his word, and serving others. We can use our talents to help the church and spread Jesus' love to others. And yes, we can also invest our finances by giving generously to support the work of the church and to meet the needs of others. When we invest in God's economy and the kingdom of God, our investments will not be in vain. God is faithful to multiply our efforts and provide for us abundantly. So let's be faithful stewards of all that he has given us and invest wholeheartedly in his work. The returns will be far greater than we could ever imagine. As you think more deeply about these thoughts during your day-to-day, these questions may help you. In what ways can you invest your resources in God's economy today? And how can you sow generously and trust God to multiply your efforts beyond measure? I hope to see you back here tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcasts as we look at the purpose of Christian giving, bringing thanksgiving to God.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.